sun was in his eyes, but it's gone down now. Jacob Collier, that was. And at 5 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday, it's time for the wine of the week, brought to you proudly by Topset Lifestyle. And as regular, the man with the wine of the week, Eamon Darling, in the house. Nice to see you again, Eamon.
You too, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure. And today, we're talking about a crisp and delicate expression of Stellenbosch Chenin Blanc. It is the provenance Chenin Blanc, wine of origin from Lavinier.
That's correct, Dave.
How about that? Lavinier. All my own homework. No, I'm reading it off the chart. So tell us about this wine.
Well, Dave, this is the first time I'm going to be tasting this as well with you today on the show. So I'm looking forward to it. It comes from, as you said, from Stellenbosch, from the Simmonsberg Mountain. The farm dates back to the late 1600s, where it was given over by the governor of the Cape back then.
We've already have been there before on the show.
On the show, yes.
I mean, you know,
but what I'm going to say about this wine is this farm was bought back in 2005 by, I'll tell you now, by Michel Laroche from France. So he's French, and they do a lot of Chablis where it is, which is our Chardonnay, what you call Chardonnay there. So they're famous, Lavinier is famous for this particular Chenin Blanc and for Pinotage.
Oh,
as well, and for Pinotage, the winemaker Dirk Coetzee. I normally say Coetzee, but I think that's how you pronounce his name, is Dirk Coetzee, has been there for the last 10 years. So he's got 10 vintages under his belt, and this particular vintage here is no different to any others from older 40-year-old and 20-year-old vines.
The more mature a vine is, does that produce then a better quality grape?
It doesn't produce a better quality grape. It produces less grapes, Dave. The older the vine, but more concentrated fruit. So there's less fruit, as you said. I'm tripping myself up here now. There'd be less bunches of grapes, but more concentrated.
So
concentrated fruit, but more, high quality.
More intense flavor. Possibly more sugar.
Not necessarily more sugar now. Not necessarily, depending on how the season starts off from spring right through to summer with rainfall, sunshine.
Okay.
And how the vines are carefully manipulated as they go along. But here, everything is done by hand, and all the special bunches are selected from two particular vineyards that go into the making of the wine. So you got young, old bush vine, and young Chenin Blanc going into the blend to make this Chenin Blanc.
Well, why don't we play a little Alesso while we pour a splash and then give it a taste, and we'll describe as accurately as we can, of course, according to what the tasting notes suggest one should be tasting. And we will then, on the other side of this, give you what I would consider to be an honest appraisal. Should you go for it, the provenance Chenin Blanc, wine of origin from Stellenbosch 2022 varietal. We'll tell you about it in a very short while. Crocodile, don't go away. And with Alesso disappearing gently to the back with Nico and Vins as accompaniment, here is the thing. It's what one is effectively looking at is a crisp and delicate expression a blend of French oak, matured and unwooded Chenin Blanc from old vineyards. Now, that is interesting because at first, the first taste is intriguing because there is a hint of oak there. But it almost then does a magic disappearing act.
It just goes, yeah.
It's just peculiar that. Yeah, it's there, but it doesn't linger, yeah. Which is... And as we've discussed on many occasions, mm-hmm. the South African palate tends to have now almost shed too much of the wood in favor of the more natural fruit
more
and
plain.
Now here's where the wine presents a fine balance of natural acidity, and they call it bruised apple, white peach, and citrus notes with a touch of, now this is interesting, roasted almonds. Mm-hmm. And I think that is, it's just their way of describing
where the
sensation.
Where the oak is. Yeah. I think it's with the roasted almonds, that's where that's coming through.
And
you pick up on that.
The fact that there is a balance of natural acidity and...
Yes, and it is very well balanced. The acidity is kind of on the sides and at the back, and then it's there, and then it's gone. It's very...
it's quite peculiar. It really is intriguing because...
For the Chenin Blanc, it's totally different.
I would imagine also, if you paired this with something that brought out some of the character, it would be even more noticeable. But just as a first-off tipple of the afternoon, it's intriguing. Mm-hmm. It's like staring at a most exquisite piece of artwork that you keep on discovering more nuances as you look.
As you look at it. Yeah. And then as you nose it a little bit more, Dave, as we taste it just now, that nose has slightly changed. Now the fruit is coming through a little bit more in it as it opens up.
Precise and intense fruit aromas is how they describe it, of white peach melon, accented by subtle notes of honey and toasted. Now we are getting to the point of almost a meal. But they describe the palate, medium-bodied, with the delicate fruit, crisp acidity, and subtle spice. Complex, elegant, and layered, with notes of pineapple, white peach, apricot kernels, there we go, and a touch of raw honey. Now, that is exquisite. It's an interesting blend.
It's very well layered. The fruit, those different layers of fruit, as it goes across your palate, that little bit of acidity that comes through on the sides, it just makes it such a beautiful,
quite extraordinary,
easy drinking
Chenin. It really is. You know, one tends to think, oh, you know, these winemakers with their descriptive narrative won't tell you anything. No, the more you come to understand the subtleties, the more exciting the hobby becomes, because it is a hobby. I mean, it's not just, one can enjoy it just for the taste and for the gers, as they say in Benoni, because you drink it and you get gers. But and of course that's true. But it's the journey.
It's the journey from
there.
It's the journey as to where it got from the vine to the bottle,
yeah.
And the care that's gone into making the wine.
And it is, I would imagine this is a premiere, because I really don't imagine this is going to go for R2.50 a bottle. What is the price point?
Not that bad, Dave. It's £120.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, that is a surprise.
It's for a Chenin Blanc, and it's a 2022 vintage, so it's very elegant.
That is a surprise. Very, very, I would have thought Chenin. It would be a lot more burning a hole in the pocket kind of varietal.
No, not this.
Well, I can recommend that quite comfortably, and I'm sure you do too.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Are we going to be tasting on the weekend at Tops?
Yes, Dave. Saturday and Sunday. Both days we'll taste from 12 to 2, Saturday and Sunday.
Well, there it is. You know, don't just take our word for it. You want to make sure that what we've told you is accurate. And look, your palate is different to mine for sure, and everyone's entitled to their opinion. But I would hazard a guess that if you enjoy a Chenin Blanc, you're going to absolutely love this one. It's the Provenance Chenin Blanc wine of origin, Stellenbosch, 2022. So it's still relatively fresh off the vine. Do you think this will improve with age?
Yes, Dave. With the little bit of wood in there, I think it'll go maybe another 2-3 years.
Oh,
so two or 3 years.
Now,
yeah.
Always a good hedge against inflation, the way our country's going with the State of the Nation address tonight. Oy, I'd love to know what the president's going to say.
I'll be drinking a few bottles of this before that happens.
<That's the> only Yeah, okay. Well, let's not even go there. But this is good. This, they say sometimes the best revenge is a life well lived, and this helps a lot.
It does. Just a quick one, Dave. With the Lavenir, I was talking to a friend of mine just there. I bumped into him now. John is his name. And he's actually been to Chablis and to La Roche in France. And he just made a... I do remember them. These family were the first to put a screw cap on wines way back then.
And yeah, they must have faced a lot of resistance from people that would no doubt have poo-pooed the idea. But it's proven to be remarkably good because it preserves, mm-hmm. you know, the wine doesn't cork.
Yes. doesn't go off so quickly, but depending on the cork as well.
Yeah.
And then he also informed me he was there at their particular farm. And at the farm, he found all the shelves full of Lavenir Pinotage.
Oh.
So and the apparently some of the French people that they were saying they now were tired of drinking our own Chablis, now we're drinking South African Pinotage.
Well, it's become extremely... Well, South Africa has been associated, of course, with that varietal very strongly.
Yes.
I believe the wine exports have been shockingly down this year.
A little bit, I believe.
Yeah, and that's largely got to do with two things. The fact that we can't ship as much as we would like to because our friends tend not to allow stuff to leave the harbour, but also because the world economy is as it is. Yeah. Yeah. So I would imagine there'll be some interesting offers in terms of coming through that would normally have gone overseas that we'll find them at Tops lifestyle.
I reckon they'll come through in the next couple of months when the vintage, they're harvesting at the moment in the Cape. So as soon as those vintages are being released around May, June, Dave, that's when the deals will come where the guys will say, I've got this vintage from last year, want to try it.
Yeah.
And that's when you get the deals.
Well, we'll be waiting with bated breath. But in the interim, pop along this weekend to Tops and Lifestyle, Saturday and Sunday from 12. If you want to taste what we have been describing to you, the Provenance Chenin Blanc 2022 wine of origin from Stellenbosch. And it is absolutely fabulous. Anything else to impart before we say cheers for another week?
Nothing yet, Dave. There is a few things in the pipeline, but not confirmed as of yet. So hopefully by next week, when we're back on the radio again, I'll be able to let you know what's happening.
Jolly good. That's Eamon Dowling, our man of the moment from Tops at Lifestyle. He knows more about wine than is good for anyone to know. But I'm very delighted to call him my friend, and he brings us the best wine in the world every Thursday on the afternoon show. Here is a little bad company, like Eamon.